Oh, yes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. We are live on all the channels today. Shouts out to everyone who's checking out our live stream today. And welcome to the show. We got a lot to talk about today. First off, a big welcome to my good friend, actor and comedian, Tarik Lewis. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very good. I had a couple bad auditions, so I'm feeling like shit, but I'm here for y'all.
They don't want to fuck with you? Fuck them, man. Like that. It's a Joey franchise. How you doing, sir?
I'm here for it.
I'm doing great, man. Yeah? I'm good, fresh off the B-Day.
Yeah?
It was a great Happy weekend, birthday. Man. Appreciate it.
Mr. Rich Ortiz, the freaking Rican himself.
What's up? Your boy's out on? Here. I'm feeling good, on? Man. You know, good Monday. Happy birthday, Joey. Bengals.
Happy birthday, bro. Yeah.
Bengals Rams Super Bowl.
That's wild. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Who would have thought? Not me.
Daddy's going crazy right now.
Mr. Alto Games, Drew Tallman, sir, how are you doing?
What's up? I'm doing
Welcome
well.
Welcome to the
well.
Show.
Hey, thank you.
Do we have the privilege of having back. your all the Alto Games fanatics?
I'm working on that. Wait, I'm still trying to figure out what to press, but I think I got it. On top, bro.
The ad thing is on top.
Are you on your then phone or are you in, on the...
I'm on the laptop.
Okay. We just did it together. We did it together today. I know,
but my computer is a silly goose. Okay, it's on now. Okay,
and of course,
we're good.
Michaela, how are you doing? Can you hear us? Are you coming in?
I'm good. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We're only getting audio from you today.
I'm almost at my location.
All right. You're making doing moves. Good. Making moves.
We're live.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. This is the live show, and exciting times, man. We're a book of Boba Fett. We practically got a. Michaela, you're not caught up, are you?
We can't even
spoil it.
Wow.
You can spoil it.
Oh, no, actually, we can spoil it because it wasn't even a book of Boba Fett episode. It was a Mandalorian episode.
Yeah.
It was.
And
it
they was. Already Good. Dropped the, they dropped the posters. On their social media already.
Yeah,
the Monday after they dropped the posters and the concept art.
So she was spoiled already. She knew.
I already knew because somebody told me the day of the Wednesday. They were like, you need to see it, the Mandalorian. And I was like, okay, thank you.
Excellent. Shouts out to all Alto Games followers on his channel. Welcome to the live stream. This is Geek Culture Congress. Say hi to the followers, Alto.
Hi. What's up to all my tall boys and tall girls out there? How y'all doing?
all everyone that's on Joey Franchise's channels right now.
Joey, you got to get your franchisees or whatever. Like,
hey,
what do I call mine then?
The franchise players.
You're ninjas.
Yeah.
Or ninjas. The Richie Riches and Michaela can have the adventure timers.
The
I don't know.
the adults. Just the adults.
The adults. You have to get permission. We have to get permission to be on the Adult Adventure Time channel.
If you're going to say Adult Adventure Time, you got to say it right.
Adult Adventure Time.
Adult Adventure Time.
Of course, shout out to all the everyone's all the Joey franchise followers. He's live on all his channels right now. Of course, Rich Ortiz. We're live on his Twitch channel as well. Welcome to all his followers as well. This is Geek Culture Congress. We do this every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We used to do it on Checkpoint XC, but we ain't going to do it for a while. We're going to do it like this. We're going to keep it.
Gorilla. We're underground.
Here. Gorilla. Going underground, baby.
We're going renegade.
Renegade. And, talking about Book of Boba Fett, I really like this episode, and I hate to spoil it for anybody who doesn't watch. Has anybody not watched and caught up to episode 5 yet, besides Michaela? There you go.
Caught up. Rich.
I mean, me, Rich. Obviously, but talk all you want.
I mean, it's okay. It's technically, and there wasn't much of Boba Fett in this episode. I mean, you know, spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't been, you've been... under a rock. I mean, it's practically was Mando 2.5, season 2.5 in an hour
and
episode, right?
I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and Tarik were saying last week how we thought Book of Boba Fett wasn't that important and that it didn't really pique our interest. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Apparently it didn't pique the interest of the writers either because they put the Mandalorian back on.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, we need you back, fam.
They made a whole episode in a week after the first ratings.
So, Tara, is this a normal thing? I don't remember a show doing this tactic.
Not normal in the sense of, like, recently it's become quite common to have a whole episode on, you know, an older character or a minor character. Like, I know a lot of people are off the Walking Dead, but they'll do a whole episode on just Negan and how he got there. They did it for the governor. So it's not that uncommon. It's just uncommon for the other, for the character they do that for, to already have had a whole show.
talked about you, fam. Why are you here?
Yeah, that's the weird part. It's not weird to diverge to a whole thing on one person, but like to do it for someone who already had a whole show, I think that was a little off. But if they're not doing, are they doing the Mandalorian episodes, or are they just switching gears kind of and doing
just to get people hyped for the next season, for the next Mando season?
I think they were watching Geek Culture Congress and they figured out that weren't very interested in Boba Fett anymore. His old ass lost the interest of a lot of people. But I was hyped up. Like I had the episode spoiled for me. I saw the picture with Mando with the Darksaber and I said, "Whoa, hold up. I gotta look at this real quick."
Yeah.
You know? Usually I'm pretty good with the spoilers, but this week I didn't mind getting spoiled because I figured out that it was about Mando. So I was interested and I was in there. So they got me this week.
Dope. Joey, what do you think about the show, man? And yeah, you really big into Star Wars, or are you just so casual
follower? I was a casual Star Wars fan. I'm a big fan of the, of Mando series, obviously. I was a big fan of the Fallen Order game that came out. I flipped that actually a couple months ago because they dropped the PS5. It's very good, very very fun game, great story. And you actually got some teasers from the game, a little Easter egg from the game that was in this new episode of Boba Fett. But let me just say, Boba Fett, they had me at the first episode, and then it just kind of started dragging. The next couple.
Yes.
That's why I kind of like held after the second episode. I literally fell back like maybe a couple weeks, 3 weeks actually. So you know the fourth episode really didn't capture me like that. And then this Mando episode, like kind of reignited, my interest into watching the series. And I thought they did a good job of that. I think they kind of peep game from fans. Like they're kind of trying to spoon feed you, this Boba Fett series, because there's so much to catch up on in this character. This is a guy that, you know, is supposed to be dead from previous, you know, the original Star Wars trilogy. So it's like, now you got to give all this backstory and, you know, kind of create this character building. Mm-hmm. And now they're reaching pace. And now, like, you know, through all that character building, they say, you know what? We're going to give you something that you like. A little Mando action. And it paid off. It was good. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of what Boba Fett has to offer. I mean, it's got more, like two more episodes to go in the series.
Yeah.
And it hyped me up for Mando season 3. So, and the ending was dope. How, you know, Fennec actually came through to kind of, you know, recruit him. And, you know, then he said what he says. Like, first I got to visit an old friend.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, we're getting a little hell of stuff on the episode, though. I like the whole beginning, like the whole gangster beginning of him going for a bounty. And then he busts out the Darksaber. We're in spoiler territory, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not caught up, it's all good, okay? But we need to talk about this Boba Fett, or technically the Mandalorian season 2.5 for an hour long.
It's not that big of a spoiler, because if you watch The Mandalorian, you know how he ended up.
It was coming.
They're not like, they don't really push him forward too much. No. Right? Just kind of updating you on where he is. So I wouldn't, even this episode is not that big of a spoiler. It's just kind of like a prologue.
Right.
Fan service.
Fan service. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. I mean, I like the whole, like a very vicious for a Star Wars episode, man. He did that boy dirty.
Yeah,
and two.
It got to a point where there was a few scenes like, you know, he's in that battle scene in the beginning, And he's just, you know, murking all these cats with the Darksaber. And my girl's looking at me. He's like, she's got a baby in hand. The baby's like, you know, breaking her neck to see what's on TV because all the noise. And my girl's like, yeah, this is too violent. Like, yo, know, it was getting yeah, dark
was
in this
little,
episode.
It was a little gangster. It was a little gangster for the beginning.
I fuck with it. Episode. It was dope.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I liked it.
So are we supposed to insinuate that the old friend is Grogu?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Well,
dog, we sure as heck that is so. The cash cow, my G. Like, I mean, yeah. If you thought that Grogu was just going to disappear after season two, man, that's, I mean, you got another thing coming.
No.
Yeah, he's going to.
That's a cash cow. Got to cash in on all those
boys.
All those Grogu plush dolls, man. T-shirts, all that.
Darth Vader is probably the quintessential Star Wars character.
Say it again, Michaela.
I said, I have my push right over there. I can go grab it.
See? Look at that. She needs more for the collection.
I'm fed into it, guys.
All right. Gotta finish your thought, Terry.
Like, Darth Vader's probably like, it's, you see that character, you think Star Wars, you know. If you see R2-D2, it's like one of those quintessential characters. So, like, when you see him, you're like, Star Wars. Like, Grogu was up there now. Like, he surpassed Yoda. Like, just his visage. Oh. Like, causes fandom, as far as I'm concerned. Like, he's, you know, they
Grogu kind of makes Grogu kind of makes you forget that Yoda's no longer in there anymore.
Right,
you know?
right. I hate calling him Grogu. He's still Baby Yoda. Mama named him Baby Yoda. I'm calling him Baby Yoda.
It's Baby Yoda. He could be both.
The cool thing too with Grogu, it kind of you know, creates more excitement. Into being, you know, joining in on and being a part of this new Star Wars chapter that they're going in for a new generation. So, like, kids that grew up not knowing who the hell Yoda was know who the hell Grogu is now. So it's just kind of like they kind of reinvented the wheel a little bit. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's a nice little fresh start to a Star Wars series, Star Wars legacy that's actually trying to reinvent itself, especially after dropping, you know, a terrible trilogy with the last few. So, you know, they kind of hit lightning in a bottle with Grogu.
Hey, you know what?
It's terrible.
It wasn't terrible, but it was fair weather, bro.
It was terrible.
The third one was terrible.
Some bad guys died. The
third one was, you know?
Third one was very very trash.
Some things happened. Some bad guys died. You know. It was a big battle. That was it.
Would you watch a Grogu show?
Ray with the lightsaber.
I wouldn't watch a full-on Grogu show, but it would definitely be.
Maybe not him that young.
I would like to see him like in teenage years, like learning.
Yeah.
Learn, like, you know, perfecting his craft. Right. You know, the Force.
Him and teenage group.
Wielding lightsabers. Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing Grogu grow over years. You know.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Well. Speaking about the Force, I mean, as we see in this episode, Mando wielding the Darksaber, he even hurts himself and stuff like that. He has a little training session later on in the episode, and
he cheddar bobbed himself.
Yeah, he bobbed. It's like
he was using the dark sword. He was using the dark sword the way we used the podcast initially. We were just fumbling around with it,
swinging it,
being swinging it, hurting ourselves.
I mean. What do you guys think? Any more into that? How far deeper is that? I mean, or is he gonna have be force sensitive now to be able to wield that Darksaber rightly, or he's just gonna need some basic training?
No.
Some basic lightsaber training. I don't know. I don't understand.
If you watch those Clone Wars episodes, they go into the Darksaber, and the Mandalorians have this strong history of being great warriors. I think they're really trying to rebuild the Mandalorians as a force in the Star Wars universe. That's what I really think they're trying to do, like bring it back so they can use Mandalorians later on, you know, in other, because they are an intriguing, now that you see different sects or whatever of them, they are an intriguing group of individuals, as opposed to, like, we all know Jedi. Now there's like, okay, but there's these other group of people who are, you know, very, very, very good, well-known
who
fighters.
Really like that. They would really like that.
I think, if anything, it kind of shows you the Darksaber and how hard it is to wield it. Because, I mean, Mando's already a great warrior, and the fact that he can't wield it as easy as he wielded all these sniper rifles and everything else that he's done.
Would you say that's why Moff Tarkin, is that the guy?
Moff Gideon?
Moff Gideon.
Moff Gideon. No, he was a G, bro! He was wielding that.
I know, he was great, but he was wielding it pretty good. But you said maybe that's why he was handicapped and he lost to the Mandalorian. What do you say? Maybe he was having problems wielding it as well.
Maybe. I think he just wasn't as prepared.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Prepared for Mando to have that armor. And I don't think he's a true Mandalorian, so he's on the same battle. He doesn't have the same battle acumen as the other Mandalorians.
Yeah. So I kind of feel bad for the spear. I kind of feel bad for the spear. There was like the armorer said, "Oh, sorry, the spear's got to go." Rest in peace, spear. But
upgrading around here. Yeah, Moving on up.
Yeah. So, Michaela, we ruined the whole episode for you. Are you okay with this?
I'm fine with it. Clearly, right. If I really wanted to watch, I would have been caught up already.
All right.
What are you watching instead, Michaela? Segway.
Well, Segway. This is the thing. Dominic had a new schedule and watched the shows together. So we haven't been able to have time, just two of us, to watch a show.
Oh, having too much adult adventure.
So hold up, you guys.
They're married now.
So you guys can't watch shows unless you guys are with each other? Is that there like a rule?
No, not that we can't, but we enjoy watching them together. So we're just waiting to be able to watch it.
Yeah, my girl don't play like that. She watch whatever the hell she want and just don't give a damn how I feel about her watching it.
My wife does the same thing.
Does she like this stuff, same thing? Though?
She's not really so much into the Boba Fett, but she likes the Mandalorian, and she's into all the Marvel Disney Plus shows.
Okay,
that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, I watched Ozark with Adam. I've watched Strange Things, but when it has to do like Marvel, DC, and Star Wars, we're like, we gotta watch it together. Like we like to watch it together.
He's your cheat sheet, isn't he? He's the cheat sheet, isn't he?
Huh?
Right.
He's the one that'd be explaining stuff to you during the movie. Is that what it is?
Oh, no.
Michaela knows. Michaela knows her stuff. Michaela knows her Star Wars stuff, too.
He was a geek. He was all just football. Football, football, football. He likes sports. And I was like, hey, you want to get into all this geeky stuff? And he's like, oh, this actually is cool.
Yeah.
That's how my girl was. She used to look at me like I was crazy talking about all this stuff and watching like Easter egg videos on things like, why do you watch this? And then like going to put her into the actual culture of what it is. It's like, oh, well, I want to learn more. Like, oh, what's going on here? And help me piece this together, you know, with all the shows and the movies.
My wife still hates it.
Yeah. She just my girl just still kind of hates when I spend my time.
There you go. Yep.
Kind of going into the rabbit hole of certain things, but
I've had Harry Potter people thumb their nose at me as if I'm beneath them for my Star Wars Marvel love. Like, wait a minute, you're into?
Are you like that meme? What's that movie that was the actor from Harry Potter and the actor from Star Wars? They were in the same movie. It was like a romantic comedy or something. And they use that as a meme now every time they
Harry
Potter
with
versus Star Wars.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah.
There's not too many like big commercial Daniel Radcliffe movies. So.
No, it was. It was like I think it was on a streamer. I think it was a Netflix one.
No, there was that movie Akimbo.
Guns Akimbo.
He just got casted for something big, Daniel Radcliffe. I forgot what it was. Hold up.
I'm gonna go find out what you're talking about. Oh, we keep talking about this.
He's playing Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh,
really?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
in a Weird Al Yankovic movie.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's a biopic. Wow.
Yeah. Let's keep talking about this.
I can't wait till I see Daniel Radcliffe.
Wait, is Weird Al like over 6 feet?
Hold on. Amish Paradise.
He wasn't always. He's gonna be in the song called "The Lost City."
Oh, there you go. Is that it? That's a different thing.
The Lost City, yeah, it's something else.
Okay. Let's keep talking about this. A bunch of stuff happened in this episode. I mean, I guess baby girl.
We don't need to talk about this episode anymore.
Can we talk about Peacemaker?
No, Peacemaker. Yeah. Hold on. Let's finish up with Mando. We got some armor for baby Grogu. That's what they turned the staff into that. We finally saw what happened to Mandalore. How they nuked it, the Empire. That was a pretty cool scene. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we also Mando got a new ship. How are we feeling about the ship? We like the little throwback the Naboo ship there.
I love that, and also I love the little like pod race references.
I did.
That ship's off as hell, man. He had a whole big ship he could sleep in, and now he's got this little tiny ass two seater.
But it's fast.
Yeah. I was like, yo, how's he going to carry bounties with that thing? What the hell is he going to do?
That's whack. That ship's whack.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went from a Hummer to a Lamborghini. But,
I don't know. I'm on the fence about the ship. I think the ship is cool, but I'm like, how's he going to carry, make money?
Yeah. No.
He doesn't have the droid port, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't have the droid port anymore.
They ride together, they die together.
No astromech, bro. Come on. Let's get into Peacemaker, man. I really enjoy Peacemaker. It's making me laugh. I really wanted to hate the show, but Michaela, you were telling me before the show. Jesus. How much you despise the show, and you're opposed to it every day. You're watching Peacemaker and not watching Book of Boba Fett, which you actually enjoy, which you probably would actually enjoy.
So, another
Michaela loves to hate, huh?
We were between a casino. We don't have time together, so he decided. I let him decide what episode he wanted to watch next, and he said he wanted to start watching Peacemaker and see how it was going. And I can't stand the show. There's a good example of a show that I'm like, actually, Dominic, you could watch it without me. Like, I don't want to watch this show.
That's it. You checked out. You're not going to watch it anymore.
I made a decision. I gave it a time of day. It's not like I just got watched a little bit of one episode. I watched three episodes, and I was like, not.
What don't you like about it?
Well, I think it's going nowhere.
Show us your hand where it hurt you.
Okay. It is the humor. It falls flat. It's what did you say?
It says, show us on your hand where it hurt you, okay? Where Peacemaker hurt you.
Right here.
I just think that the humor just is too forced and falls flat the majority of the time. Don't get me wrong. There's times that I laughed at it, but I didn't feel like I need to watch it. I felt like I was wasting my time watching it.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's my personal take. Again, I love James Gunn and I love the Suicide Squad, but this show is just not for me.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Different structure from folks. Tarek Lewis, how you feel about the episode right now?
I've loved everything. I was a little sketchy on the first episode.
Yeah, me too.
But Michaela said, my cutoff is three episodes. I give every show three episodes. And then from there, I decide whether I'm going to continue or not. And I am liking Peacemaker. Now, I'm not going to tell. I know what I'm watching and that I personally like it. I'm not going out and telling everybody, yo, you got to watch Peacemaker. So if somebody comes to me at work and is like, what should I watch? I'm not going to suggest Peacemaker. Unless I really, really think. It's like watching Anchorman with like death. It's like a silly, you know, it's not meant to be. It's almost like not meant to be serious, you know.
Hey, there you go.
And I think in the universe of DC, it's like, so you have, think about it this way. You have like the Marvel films and then the Netflix series, right? Where the Netflix series is supposed to be like a little grounded. Peacemaker is that to DC, but even lower than the Netflix series. It's like, what's happening in Carolwood, you know, while the nation is going to hell because of alien invasion. So for that, I like it. I agree. There's no future in Peacemaker. There's no, how does this have ramifications? There's no future in it. It's really, it's almost like watching a sitcom. It's like watching The Office with, you know, like vigilantes and superheroes. there's going to be no point.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to have any ramifications. You're just watching it for those characters. I enjoy it.
What do you say, Joey? You're a big DC guy. You feeling this Peacemaker thing? At least making you chuckle?
Yeah, it does. I mean, there's times where I can understand where Michaela comes from, where some of the jokes kind of feel forced on certain people, especially with I forgot the dude's name with the glasses, who's like
Economos.
So Economos.
You mean Dyebeard?
Yeah, Dyebeard. Come on, bro. Yeah. I feel like some of his Dyebeard stuff is kind of forced at times. Yeah. I think this episode was pretty dope because like we got to see like and I read later on that John Cena improvised that whole back and forth between Economos and him when they were talking about why they framed his dad, and they could have framed anybody. So he named off all these like B-list celebrities. Like it was hilarious. I'm enjoying the show. I really like where it's going, and there's way too much buildup with this butterfly stuff. I thought the way they ended it was cool, and I know we're gonna get more context on the whole butterfly situation, especially finding out that MERS is now a butterfly. I love the series. I think John Cena is hitting it out the park, and I can't wait to see more of this. I know James Gunn has already mentioned that he wants to touch upon another Suicide Squad character for the next series on HBO Max. And a lot of people are wondering whether it's going to be Weasel or King Shark.
I don't know if you can have a whole show about Weasel.
Oh, I thought they were going to maybe introduce a new one, like Tiger or Claw or something, whoever's in the Suicide Squad.
Richard,
I will say this real quick interjection. John Cena is definitely increasing his stock as a comedic, not like... He's not going to be Al Pacino, but I'm saying he's increasing his stock as far as like putting him in other things. I mean, he was already in Fast and Furious, which they just ran out of people to put in, so they put in Fast.
Oh, now they added Jason Momoa for the villain.
Yes.
For Fast and Furious?
Yeah. Why? For the next one.
Yes. Oh, why would he agree to do that? You're Aquaman, dude. Don't do that. You're the king of the sea.
It's the one universe's biggest franchises.
Yeah, that's they're gonna cash checks, bro.
They're running out of. Alone. They're
I
running
think
out of
their biggest franchise.
They're running out of super fit. Alone.
They're gonna take a Camaro 357 and fly around Mars. Okay,
listen, they're running out of super fit and athletic and brolic ass actors right now. And Jason Momoa's like,
get
hey,
back the shape.
The
Rock said he ain't coming back, so he said no cap, fam.
So what can be worse?
The Rock said he ain't coming back, so he said they said. Needed another.
We'll get another ambiguously ethnic.
Yeah,
they kind of the guy that plays the Rock in Young Rock that's gonna play young Black Adam.
Is he really?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Huh. I've not watched Rock Young Rock either.
That guy make it look like it's a Shaw.
Rich is a real star of Peacemaker. John Cena's bare
young
butt.
Shaw.
It seems that way because I see it every episode now.
Just like how
I'm gonna go with no.
Yeah, just like Euphoria right now on HBO Max. Yeah. It's just nothing but like flaccid penis.
Too much flaccid penis.
Too much. Way too much. Listen. Way
going
too much.
Back to John Cena. Yeah, I mean,
I'm so glad we're live on the other channels.
I love this show. I think, like Tark said, man, I'm taking it for what it is. Like, I think it's perfect as a show. It's not going to continue again. I do like the banter between Vigilante and everybody. I think Vigilante is kind of stealing the show on this one. I think his dry humor is pretty good. John Cena, man, he's growing on me. I didn't like him as an actor, and this show is slowly getting me to turn around on John Cena. He's showing a little bit of a different character than what he's used to playing. But at the same time, I think a lot of people use John Cena the wrong way. I don't think they're trying. They use him as the douchebag muscle guy. And I think this show kind of plays on that more to where like his comedy kind of comes through to make you kind of like the show a little bit more. Hold up. Judo Master. I don't know. The beginning of the show kind of confuses me because they got John Cena holding Judo Master up. So does Judo Master become his sidekick? Like, I'm still waiting to see what happens with that. And, the show, it's getting good. I don't want to give away too much, but I'm liking where it's going now with Mern being the butterfly. And, you know, he's still kind of, you know, successfully going through with the mission.
Right.
But
that's, you know, weird,
so
yeah.
I'm
yeah, I mean, like, of, like they murked that whole, I mean, spoiler alert now, they murked that whole.
Oh, yeah. And then
warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
And then, gorilla.
Yeah, and the gorilla thing.
Yo, that was a very Gorilla Grodd reference.
I thought that's what that was. I thought that's what it was, and I was like, okay.
I think there's another
not.
Gorilla that.
But Judo Master was saying, hey, the butterflies aren't what you think they are. And then to find out that Mern's a butterfly, you know what? It piques my interest. I want to see where they go with it.
I mean, he let it go down.
You know? And the story of the butterflies is crazy. Because, like, I mean, when they mentioned it, like how athletes, celebrities, all but like a lot of them are butterflies and this is in the DCEU, so you wonder like if this plays on anybody else that we've seen maybe in previous movies.
Ooh, possibly, never quite possibly.
Thought of it like that.
Yeah. What if Batflack was a butterfly?
Mr. Alto Games, let us know how you feel about the Peacemaker and all the episodes, especially the most recent episode.
Yeah, so I haven't seen the most recent episode because I don't have HBO Max myself. But
we just ruined
the whole thing before we even checked.
It's fine, but I was going to say what I have seen, I have loved. So I will say that I am on the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Side of things. Obviously John Cena. Great comedy. I think the last episode that I saw was like when his dad was in jail and like was showing that he was like the Aryan Brotherhood or whatever. It's been great so far, but I don't know why Michaela hates it.
Dope.
It reminds me of a CW show and I despise
it. No,
it's a CW show?
Wow.
With John Cena's butt. It's a CW show.
Does it not have the same algorithm as a CW show?
I don't know.
It's a little different. It's I don't know. It's just definitely darker than CW shows.
Well, because it's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Quite possible.
Speaking of CW shows, Lois and Clark. Is it called Lois and Clark? What is it called?
That's what it's called.
Lois and Clark.
Clark
and Lois. I don't know.
Clois.
That's back. I haven't started watching it again, but I was. We talked about it before. I was very pleased with the first season. And I see a lot of people getting on the bandwagon of Lois and Clark. So I think DC.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying everyone hates CW because CW is still around for a reason.
Yeah.
That's because it's
people
free.
Watching. But I'm just not a fan of those shows. Like Smallville, I never liked.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The only
never.
Show that I enjoyed was Supernatural.
I like Supernatural, but it went way too long. That's a lot of episodes to watch.
Yeah, that went very long.
Yeah.
I liked Flash, but I lost interest in Flash.
Yeah, I think Flash is the same. It's the same scenario with Flash as with Supernatural. Just way too many episodes.
But I'm liking these ones on HBO Max. I don't know if Lois and Clark shows on is that in both. Is that Superman and Lois is what it's called. Is that on?
Yeah,
both?
I think they're both. It's on HBO Max and the show's on CW.
Okay. Yeah. That definitely has the CW feel. But I like that one. I like Superman and Lois.
Superman and Lois. I thought they had the contract. CW had it with Netflix.
No, it's on HBO Max.
No, it's on HBO Max too. Yeah, you can stream it right now.
I didn't know which ones. But
I think that's why they have
Netflix.
They have a better budget because it's on HBO Max than just being on CW. That's why they're able to do a little bit better graphics and
Superman's in the name. You can't like.
Yeah,
you can't stick around. Also, Speedy, I feel like you kind of made that up. I'm not gonna fact check you.
No, what you mean that it's not on HBO Max? Are you talking about the budget?
Yeah, I feel like you just made that up.
I don't know. Let's Google it right now. Hold on, I'm just kidding. I don't got time for that. I'm about 85% sure that's true. But speaking about dicking around, let's talk about Moon Knight's Jeremy Slater to write Mortal Kombat sequel for New Line.
What a segue!
I don't know how they relate. You have a tough time on the comedy stage. That is not a good segue.
No, it wasn't. But do we want a sequel to Mortal Kombat, ladies and gentlemen? Tarek, how do you feel about this?
Listen, I know from the text from the group text, Michaela does not want.
She's looking at the screen in disbelief right now.
We know that they teased the sequel at the end of this one.
Yeah, so it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I think they were really kind of putting their foot in the water and seeing like, hey, anybody gonna like our little bullshit Mortal Kombat movie? And I think they figured out like enough people liked it. We're gonna keep going forward. Hopefully, with that being said, I hope they fix the things that were, you know, a little
more fighting.
Yeah, I hope they fix it. I hope they take the advice.
You want more fighting?
Yes, it's Mortal Kombat.
And so now with the toy,
like two or three actual like fights or whatever, as far as like the classic style, like one on one. But I don't know.
How many fights were in the original Mortal Kombat?
I haven't seen the original one.
There were four.
The
one in the 90s?
It was the opening scene.
Sonya versus Kate.
I mean, I don't call Kato. The Sonya. She had a shotgun.
Scorpion,
that didn't count.
Johnny Cage, right?
It wasn't a bunch of fights in there. If we're being honest.
Yeah, there's not a bunch in that one either.
Well, then make up for both movies.
CGI is expensive, tall man.
It's cheaper than it was in 90, whatever it was.
I'm here for a second Mortal Kombat movie. Yeah. Mortal Kombat is one of those franchises. Like, it is what it is. The games itself are
there's no excuse, Tarek. You always defend this.
If it's going to make money, sure. Why not?
I hope they have Noob Saibot.
There's no excuse.
Noob Saibot is definitely coming.
They're supposed to be big and crazy and weird. It can't be grounded in realist. Like, it's supposed to be weird and strange. I'm not saying the Mortal Kombat movie was perfect. I'm saying for something you... Because Mortal Kombat, it wasn't ever released in the theater, right? The last one?
It was pandemic during the pandemic. Was
it?
So
it wasn't theater.
It was half and half.
Yeah, it was.
If you're watching it at home and you already have a subscription, it's a fine movie. If you pay $14-$15 and go to the theater, yeah, you got a right to be upset. That's what I'm saying. A Mortal Kombat. It was better than The Matrix.
Yeah, there you go. Fair enough.
It's because it had less to live up to. Let's be real.
Yeah. That's true, too.
There you go. Ding.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mortal Kombat was a rebound movie.
What do you say, Joey? You're down for a sequel?
Yeah, I'm down. I mean, they still, you know, they left the Easter egg at the end. They got to go get Johnny Cage. I'd love to see, like, I think it's more interesting this time around. And I hope they build off of and give more, a little bit more backstory to a lot of the shit that popped off, like, in the beginning of the movie. Because I feel like it literally just hit the ground running and like, oh wait, where are all these people coming from? Like what's going on? Like, you know, like I wasn't kind of comprehending, you know, I mean, I know these characters from the games,
but if you didn't,
you're going to be like, yeah, what the fuck? You know, I don't know what the hell's going on, but
it happens anyway.
Yeah.
Because you don't know I don't know everything about Mortal Kombat, even though I don't know what I want to be.
And it's cool that they're going to, you know, I mean, this was like the lead up to the actual tournament. So they're not in the tournament yet. This one was supposed to be setting it up because Outworld was trying to break the rules and try to, you know, kill all these, you know, mortals and stuff like that on Earth that, you know, could pose a threat to them. So before the tournament started, so that way they get the easy win. So anyway, like, they're going to focus this time on the tournament. So we're going to get Johnny Cage. Hopefully we get, like, a new Saibot. Who knows? I mean, I hope, and I'm glad that they got the Moon Knight writer, because I'm excited for how trippy this series is about to be on Disney Plus. It's probably going to be Marvel's darkest, you know, project.
Yeah, yeah. And I forgot to mention that Jeremy Slater is the writer of good. The Moon Knight
show. They didn't have Sector and Cyrax in this one, right? Or no?
No.
I don't remember.
The past one? So. And the one that just came out?
No, on the first one? I don't think so.
No, I'm talking about it.
Not yet. Okay,
yeah. They definitely had a lot of throwaways, though. It's like a lot of throwaway characters.
Mr. Richard Tease, how you feel about the sequel, man? You ready for some more Mortal Kombat?
I'm here for it. I was one of the only people that actually liked Mortal Kombat. And again, man, like, there are 11 Mortal Kombat games. Think about how many characters that
and spinoffs
in all the and spinoffs in the movies and everything. And to be honest, I think Mortal Kombat would serve better as a series.
Oh, absolutely.
Than a movie. I think like movies, you got too little of time to tell that big of a story and that big of a tournament. I think there needs to be more fighting. I think in a series it would be better, but I'm here for a movie. I think just the overall interest of the characters that they're going to use. And I just want to see, like in the first movie, Kano was actually my favorite character just for his comedic performance. Mm-hmm. But I want to see who they're going to bring in next and like who's going to kind of take this, because, you know, we all know Liu Kang to be the main character in the first one. And dude, I don't even remember the guy's name who's the main character in this one.
I forgot too.
I totally forgot. So it's like, what do they do? Do they continue with that guy? Do they bring in a new character?
They're definitely going to continue.
Do they go more into the lineage of Mortal Kombat and who's around? Like, I just want to see more behind the story, more fights, and I want to see more behind the story. I want to see how they're going to go into more of the history of Mortal Kombat, how it came to be, and everything like that. Because, you know, like Joey said, they hit the ground running, even though I was entertained by it. But I think it's just too little of a time to tell that big of a story. Because if you think about it, Mortal Kombat is huge, like with everything that goes into it.
So he was next. Dang. Miss Michaela, are you ready for the sequel? Are you done with Mortal Kombat? Are you just over it?
I mean, I think I probably be watching it, honestly. I'll probably go to the theater and watch it, but I'm intrigued of how they bring the story forward. And I think they need to take a more of a, if they did get greenlit for a sequel, they're going to make it, they need to take their time with characters and really like focus on the story and the fighting and really just perfect it, because I get it. The first one was jam packed with a bunch of characters because they had the fear that they wouldn't have a sequel. And they were just having a one and done. But since they are getting greenlit for a sequel, they have to I feel like as just a movie, they got to take their time with it and perfect it a little bit so that they can continue. It's salvageable.
No, yeah, I think definitely it's salvageable. I mean, it's got to get a good story, you know?
Get a good grip on it. Mortal Kombat. Their audience and... What?
Go ahead, Rich.
I'm sorry. No. I want Michaela to finish. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I didn't say.
No, I was just saying people are also forgetting Mortal Kombat was made during the pandemic. So they for what they had, I think they did a decent job for what they had.
Fair enough. Mr. Drew Tallman, Alto Games, how you feel about a Mortal Kombat sequel, sir?
I'm all for it. Like, I mean, obviously the first, like the one that, like, it's not like it's amazing, but I mean, as far as like video game movies, which are historically awful and atrocious, like this is a pretty solid, like it was a fun time. So I'm definitely for it. And as far as like favorites that I want to be in it, like I said, Noob Saibot earlier, it was B-Hunt in the first one, right? So that's the older brother, right?
I think so. I don't know.
I think, lost. Well, anyway, if that is who Noob Saibot is supposed to be, then yeah, they'll probably do that. And yeah, obviously I want Sector Cyrax. I can't think of his name. Striker. That'd be funny if they had Striker in there. So cool, yeah, I'm all for it.
How many of you guys are familiar with Masters of the Universe? He-Man. Yeah. We have official news. There will be a new live action. There was an old live action Masters of the Universe show, which was Dolph Lundgren. If you remember that, one, Terry?
Yeah, that's a Universe movie, wasn't it?
Frank Langella.
Frank Langella was Skeletor. That was I always loved that movie when I was a kid. When I tried to watch it as an adult. Hey,
it's bad. You also like Flash Gordon too, huh?
Yeah, I used to like Flash Gordon too as a kid, and that's hard to watch now too.
Flash,
yeah,
that's really hard to watch.
I am old enough.
Flash Gordon, Damn.
Who's familiar with Kal Allen? Apparently, he's going to be the lead. He's going to be Prince Adam / He-Man.
Wasn't he in Kingsman or something?
Yeah, I think so. And he was in the West Side Story, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. Never mind. Yeah, he wasn't.
You're thinking of Exit.
Yeah.
No, that's not him.
I was thinking about the dude who played Elton John.
Maybe.
No, that's Taron Egerton.
Yeah, go ahead, Taron. Give it to us straight. How you feel about some Masters Universe live action movie?
Here's the thing.
Yes or no?
It's just what's going to happen is people our age are going to be like, I want this and that. And for young kids, they're going to be reintroduced to He-Man. So it's going to make some old school people upset, but you're going to have to take your kids to go see it anyway. So if it's good, it's good. They can really recreate the wheel. There's no precedent for He-Man. Like you said, the other one was, when I was six, it was great. But the other one was whatever it is. And maybe they're making this one for a group of 6 to 10-year-olds. And there's no expectations for it. It's He-Man. It's not a franchise that's quite as big as Transformers or any Marvel or DC stuff or G.I. Joe or Star Wars. Yeah. They get to create their own little lore, as far as I'm concerned. Like, they can create whatever lore they want with He-Man. I'm not attached to it anymore. I was a baby.
That's why I like the animated the Revelation show that Kevin Smith did. It was fresh. It was interesting to me. I enjoyed it. And we moved on from there. But it's only going to be on the streamer on Netflix, apparently, because it's not going to get a theatrical release. So, Joey, wait, you even know what Master Universe is, bro?
Yeah, no, okay. I never watched the cartoon, but I know of it. Yeah, I know He-Man and stuff like that. Yeah.
Never
was my cup of tea, though.
Doesn't call you? Nothing.
Nah, they don't call me, man. I hang up if it
happens. It has to be like a it has to be like a trailer, an awesome ass trailer to get you interested, huh?
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah, all right. What about you?
It just seems so, I don't know, He-Man.
Dated? So it's just not your thing?
It's just not my thing.
Okay, his name is He-Man.
What if it's based kind of like on Conan. It's like a sci-fi Conan. You know, so if it's more Conan-ish, you down for that? No?
Nah.
It's a gender-specific superhero.
Rich Ortiz, how you feel about some live-action He-Man on Netflix, huh?
I'm not a huge, that was before my time, to be honest. Yeah. I'm all right about it. It gets me to the point where I kind of want to find out about He-Man, but not really too interested in it.
You might like the Revelations animated show on Netflix. You might like that. You'll check that out if you're bored.
A plug there. Plug. They need to cut you a check, dog.
Mm-hmm. Michaela, Master Universe calls you in any way? You interested?
I'm familiar with it, but I mean, I'm intrigued. I'm gonna watch it. I'm intrigued by it about how corny it's gonna be.
It might be.
The corniness is calling me.
We're all breaking Speedy's heart right now.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's gonna be corny.
I was happy with just the animated show that they just finished, and that's it. I'm done with He-Man. I'm good. I'm happy.
But it's actually really good. I don't know. But I said this before, but it's interesting because they've had a lot of changes since they originally announced this live-action movie. Because Noah Centineo was going to be He-Man.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And they switched casting. Mm, so I'm intrigued to see, why this should just happen? Is it because it's going to be bad? Is it going to be because Noah just was busy?
It was at Sony. Sony was was going to put this movie out. And yeah, I guess Netflix picked it up instead. Gosh. Yeah. So there you go. I don't know. Mr. Alto Games, Master He-Man calls you. No.
He-Man calls you.
No, but I'm
will you answer?
Yes, He-Man. No, but I'm sure that brothers they'll be into it because they were both '80s babies and loved it up, and they had all.
Oh,
the action.
Okay, all right.
It's definitely going to appeal to them. I watched a few of the episodes, like the cartoon episodes of the OG one, but other than Skeletor,
it's hard. Even as a kid, I hated the animated show as a kid. The cartoon, I was like, I don't even like this show. I would change it.
He-Man. You like Robotech? You didn't like He-Man? What kind of person are you?
I did not like He-Man. Robotech was a better show.
Are you out of your mind?
Yes. Robotech had death and love and love triangles.
What kind of six-year-old were you?
I don't know.
Were you looking for...
Actually, I was older when Robotech came out way after. Way after. I was probably around 10.
No, it was. No, you weren't. Listen.
You like the drama.
You like the drama and the depth of character of Robotech at 7 years old. You no, I was four. I need someone named Trap Jaw because his jaw is trapped. I need someone named Beast Man because he's a beast. Simplify the characters for me.
I need He-Man.
Make hands with snake. That's what I need.
That was a funny. Shout out to the Russian bots that are watching us on YouTube right now.
That was Madonna.
Yeah. Look at that. It's great. But last but not least on the agenda today, ladies and gentlemen, Sony claps back buying Bungie. That's a big move because we talked about it before that Microsoft had bought Blizzard Activision.
And Sony's going to make their own answer Halo, right here. Calling it.
Yeah, they got Halo, B.
Yeah.
Said, hold my
beer. That's the original creator of Halo. Halo still belongs. It's still IP. Yeah. Belongs to Microsoft. Yeah. But that's the Destiny is the, I mean, Bungie was the original creator of Halo. And, they have the Destiny franchise, which is really big.
Yeah.
I try to get into Destiny, and I
try. I can't do it. It's not my thing.
I can't do it. I don't know why. I want to, though. Like, I wanted to. I really did.
People swear by Destiny, dude. Like,
I think it was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
You know, because they were. I think they were one of the first to do like the emotes.
Yeah.
With the player, with your avatar and stuff like that, with all the weird, you know, dancing and stuff like that Fortnite does now. But I think this is still a good pickup, man. Who knows? Maybe Halo can slide over to dual platforms.
So at one point, Microsoft had bought Bungie.
Yeah, Microsoft did own Bungie at one point.
Yeah, Bungie was originally, Bungie originally made the first Halo games.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't understand how it became independent and then now Sony's buying it.
Hmm. I don't know if it's independent or just like I don't know exactly what happened. Again, I don't know much about Xbox,
let's go deep into the article here.
October 5th, 2007, Bungie split from Microsoft and became a privately held independent company. Bungie LLC.
And Microsoft, so why they have Halo exclusive?
Which Microsoft retained ownership of Halo franchise and intellectual property.
You know they weren't going to give that up.
And now it's 343 Games, right? Yeah. Yeah, Ricky Playing Games has said 343 Industries is in charge of Halo now, I think.
Thank you, Ricky. Ricky Playing Games, shout out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ricky.
Shout out.
He's a tall boy.
Tony the Phony Pony. He says Sony hands Killzone off to Bungie. I say I like Killzone.
I used to like Killzone.
Yeah.
I was a fan of that.
Was that the one that was like in World War II, but it was alien invasion?
Hell yeah. No, that's Resistance.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, it's Resistance.
Yeah,
I think that one will be cool. I don't know if Sony.
I would love for Gears of War to come to PlayStation.
That'd be dope. I don't know if anybody else saw the Halo trailer for the series.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Looks really good.
I'm actually in for it. I'm usually not into where they do the mix of motion capture, the actual actor. It's always kind of weird to me. I know some people are swearing by this Resident Evil film that came out where it's like the same thing. But this one looks really good. I got to give them credit.
Yeah.
This one
looks really good.
I'm hyped about this Halo series.
I saw the trailer that you shared for us, and I love it, man. I'm down for it. I like the there was another live action Halo. It was like a introduction to how it was like a short movie. Or it was actually kind of long. It was not that short, but like the Master Chief comes out like in the middle of the movie. It was another live action Halo movie that recently had come out, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, something like that. And I forget the name of it now.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you remember? You remember what it was, right? It was like these new recruits.
Yeah, it was like Halo Revelations or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and it seems like is this a sequel to that? Because I'm a little confused now.
No, no, I think they're going.
Or this thing is fresh.
It's own story, right?
I think it's going to be its own story. Yeah.
Because they showed those other the other Spartans, and they look like some of the same actors that were in that show. I don't know. Maybe that was just me, or maybe my brain trying to wish it into existence. You know?
I did enjoy that little movie. You just make up shit about budgets and buy a smaller set. Yeah.
So we're excited for some live action Halo. What about you, Michaela? You like? Did you check out the trailer?
No, sorry, no? I'm not a gamer.
She's not a gamer.
No, but this is a show. This is a drama, sci-fi.
She's not a gamer girl.
This is a show, though, now. It's a show. Live action show.
Be a gamer girl.
I'm listening to you guys. I'm like, oh.
She's like, good.
But see, that's what my wife does, see?
That's the one thing I'm oblivious about is gaming, but I learned a lot from listening to you.
You play Animal Crossing. That's a video game.
I abandoned my island. We don't talk about it.
Shameful.
It's a bunch of dead animals on an island somewhere.
We don't talk about it. We don't talk about
it. Jurassic Parked her whole
island.
They're over the animals of playing Wordle now.
Wow. Did we talk about everything we wanted to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, no, we did not. Did we talk about Dwayne The Rock Johnson starring in a Call of Duty movie?
It's Rich Ortiz bringing the exclusive today.
I knew he Let's mentioned see. Something.
You know, they had an article. Call of Duty, your boy got it.
Article here.
You know what the Call of Duty, your
the
boy
Rock. Call.
Just not mad, you know.
Duty.
Hey.
The Rock.
He's got a time.
He has a mysterious game movie. Big. Reportedly, Call of Duty. Is this going to be like Tom Brady's retirement? Like it's not. Can't really.
Like it's not confirmed.
Well, he
alleged.
He kind of he teased at it last week, talking about it that he was going to be in a video game movie, and today it was actually announced that it was going to be Call of Duty.
Well, as we all know, the last time that he was in a video game movie, it was amazing. It was Doom.
Oh, wow. I knew you were going to say it. Just because it was Doom.
And it was
amazing. We all know what happened with that movie.
Terrible movie. So clearly this is going to be box office gold.
Well, I hope it's great.
Well, listen, in Rock's defense of Doom, he was trying to get into acting. He's now certified. Box office star, he can get whatever he wants in a movie.
I'll say the only thing that like was Doom in the Doom movie was the BFG. Other than that, it was not a Doom movie.
It was a very strange film. I remember the original Doom. I was like, this has nothing to do.
Oh, Rampage! Oh, don't forget about Rampage.
Tony the
Rampage. Valid point.
Yeah,
Tony the Phony Pony bringing receipts.
Yeah, hey, Tony the Phony Pony out here. He might have to be my new Adam Schefter, right?
Hey, Tony the Phony Pony is everywhere. It's a known fact that he is everywhere.
He's a tall boy.
He is a tall boy.
Here you go.
Is
here you go for you, Rich. This is for you, Rich, right here. Look.
They're demanding you play Doom. They're like, Rich play Doom, Michaela play anything.
And then this one's for Michaela. This one's for Michaela.
I have bought Doom. I just have not played it yet. All right, guys.
What are you waiting for?
You bought Doom and just got it sitting on the shelf?
You know, with the way my check is and my savings is, I have something called a job.
That's why you play Doom.
And I also play Call of Duty because I pay for these battle passes and I have to beat them.
Trying to open everything up.
Yeah.
He's got to get ready for the movie.
Joey, let them know how they can follow you, sir.
Follow me on the Gram, Twitter, and Twitch at Joey Franchise, and check out my Twitch, man. You can see the beatdown I gave Richie. Madden yesterday. Oh, that was
Joey.
And here's the crazy part.
Ouch.
First off, I was semi lit on my birthday last night. Yeah. So I was semi lit, hopped on the sticks, played him in Madden. Yeah. He was beating me. I'm not going to front.
And he continued.
He continued.
Tell him what really happened, Joey. I wasn't a bitch, and I didn't QB Neil. So then Madden decided to make me fumble.
You got to know, man. The game don't play around, dog.
It's not working.
Oh, my
Doing a QB Neal's a bitch move now, Rich.
Yeah. Yo, from now on, no, I'm but then, do it. That's a Tom Brady. I'm gonna do it now. From now
on. Then the second game we play, I mean, I was up big, and then he made a nice comeback. We went into OT, and your boys still came through in the clutch, man. So I'm putting them all up on my IG.
You know what? It was your birthday, man. I wanted you to win.
Do it and tag him.
All right. I'm out. In the meantime, Wild 94.1, 7 to midnight. I'm out.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Tarek Lewis, how can they follow you, sir?
My name is Tarek on Instagram and also on YouTube.
And Michaela, can they follow you?
On Instagram at Mika Fig. And then you can see all these Funko Pops on our YouTube channel at Adult Adventure Time.
Adult Adventure Time. Mr. Rich Ortiz, how can I follow you, sir?
Richie _ Ortiz on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and forget about Matt.
I said forget about
Matt. Replace Matt with Doom.
Joey's laughing here. Play Doom Eternal instead. Mr. Alto Games. Mr. Alto Games, Drew Tallman, how can I follow you, sir?
You just said it. So Drew Tallman on Instagram and Alto Games, AltoGames, and 2 Z's on Twitch.
Excellent. Of course, you can follow us. Follow us, the Geek Culture Congress. 3 words, put them together on Instagram. 3 words separated on Facebook, our Facebook page. Thank you so much for hanging out here on the live show. We do this every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can also check out the audio podcast. We got exclusive breaking news on the audio podcast. Every time something new comes out, we got interviews that I'm still trying to upload from all of our, all of my interviews that I did in Tampa Bay Comic Con, also MegaCon. I got a bunch of many, many more interviews coming up with creators. And Thursday, I will be recording a interview with Mikey Sutton. We're not going to talk about scoops or anything like GeekocityMag.com. We're going to talk about his new comic book called Dreammaker, which is issue #1, is available now for pre-order. And we're going to talk about it Thursday about 5 p.m. I may or may not go live with him. I don't know. I got to talk to him first. I'm definitely going to record it. And then it'll be up on the channels for you guys to check it out. And hopefully, I'll be able to share some artwork and all that good stuff when I'm live with the gentleman there talking about his new comic book. So have a good one, everybody. Be safe, and we'll see you next Monday. Peace out.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.